Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, September 26th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of science news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Mission IR News breaks. Trilogy Metals Inc., NYSE American, TMQ, positioned in North America's critical minerals future. Trilogy Metals Inc., listed on the NYSE American as TMQ and on the TSX as TMQ, is making strides in North America's critical minerals future. The company, in a joint venture with South32, controls the Upper Kobuk mineral projects in Alaska's Ambler Mining District, known for its rich copper resources. With global demand for critical minerals on the rise, Trilogy Metals is well positioned to meet the need for copper, zinc, lead, gold, and silver. The company's focus on high-grade resources in stable jurisdictions aligns with the growing importance of securing future supply chains. To learn more, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Investor news breaks. Copper's moment. Nikola Mining Inc. OTQB ASF taps rising demand with BC projects and custom mill. Nikola Mining Inc., a junior exploration and custom milling company, is positioned for success as copper gains prominence as a strategic investment. With a focus on copper projects in British Columbia, Nikola Mining is well positioned to benefit from the increasing demand for copper in clean energy and infrastructure projects. The company's custom mill and strategic copper acreage put it in a strong position to capitalize on the growing importance of copper in the global economy. For more information about Nikola Mining and its projects, visit nikolamining.com. Rock breaks. Fairchild Gold Corp. (FAIR) reports copper grades up to 34% at Nevada Titan Project. Fairchild Gold Corp., listed on the TSXV as FAIR, has reported the discovery of high-grade copper values, with assays reaching up to 34% Cu at its Nevada Titan Project in the Good Springs Mining District. The project has outlined a 1.5-kilometer copper corridor and identified a hydrothermal breccia pipe, indicating large-scale mineral potential. MWH Geophysics will conduct a drone magnetic survey starting on September 30, 2025, to refine exploration targeting. CEO Luis Martins highlighted the strong porphyry affinity of the system, while Executive Chairman Nicholas Perol described the Nevada Titan project as a mineralized environment hiding in plain sight. For more information, visit Fairchild Gold Corp.'s website.
Gold rides on rate cut, inflation fears to reach new record high. The price of gold reached a new record high this week, driven by expectations of further interest rate cuts and geopolitical tensions. Gold futures hit $3,787.80 an ounce, with the spot price at $3,750.45 a troy ounce. Exploration companies like Tor Metals Inc., TSX Debt, will be closely monitoring the price movement. Investors can find the latest news and updates on Tor Metals Inc. in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focused on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit miningnewswire.com. Strategic Mill is set to be near-term revenue driver for Lafleur Minerals Inc., CSE LFLR, OTCQB LFLRF, in Canada's leading gold-producing greenstone belt. Lafleur Minerals, a Canadian gold explorer and near-term producer, is set to drive near-term revenues with its Beacon Gold Mill. The company plans to restart the mill in early 2026 after some basic upgrades. Lafleur also anticipates using the mill for its own production at the Swanson Gold Project. The company's assets provide investors with a way to enter the gold market without buying precious metals commodities. Lafleur Minerals is strategically positioned on Canada's Abitibi Greenstone Belt, offering a unique opportunity for investors looking to tap into the gold market.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.